Call the meeting to order. Our first order of business is the approval of the agenda. Ms. Cornwell, do we have any changes this evening?
There are no changes to the agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the agenda as posted.
Second.
Move to seconded to approve the agenda as posted. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the March 23rd and the March 13th, 2017 meetings.
If there are no changes, you can approve them as proposed, or if there are any changes, let me know, and we can make those revisions.
Hearing no changes, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes of March 23rd and March 13th as presented.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the March 23 and March 13, 2017 meetings as presented. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, then, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to entertain discussion and public comment on the comprehensive plan. And you are free to come speak on any aspect of the plan that you choose to. And we'll start over here with the lady in black. Oh, Mike, you're both wearing black. All right, one of you. Okay.
Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. My name is Trish Kelleher. I'm with Housing Alliance Delaware. We advocate for affordable housing throughout the state. And I'll be brief. We will be coming to all of the hearings because we want to put the focus on the need for affordable housing in the county on the table here. I just want to mention that currently the average sales price for a home in Sussex County is $312,479, making it very difficult for low and moderate income buyers to become homeowners. The average wage in Sussex County is $10.92, yet the wage needed to rent a two-bedroom apartment is $19.46. So obviously there's a lot of work that needs to be done to create more affordable housing within the county, and that's all that I'm going to say for this evening.
All right, thank you.
Actually, I have, do you have any suggestions? I mean, we all know that we need it, but if you would like to have some suggestions you could send to us, that would be great.
Yes, we will do that. I think changes to zoning laws need to be considered. I think one of the things we're really concerned about is the lack of transportation in the county. And on the eastern part, as the population gets older, right now 40% of the population in eastern Sussex is above 55. As they get older and need more help, perhaps can't drive, there'll be more of a need for people such as nurses' aides and that kind of thing, and more transportation. So yes, transportation and zoning are the two things that we're really concerned about.
Great, thank you.
So thank you for your attention, and I'll just leave this.
Thank you. Okay, who's next? There was another hand in the back. Yep, here we go.
Hi, my name is Carolyn Quinn. I don't have anything prepared. I'm a member of the Sussex Housing Group, which is a volunteer arm of the organization that Trish just talked about. All sorts of agencies like Milford Housing. Parents of Milford Housing are here right now. And Habitat for Humanity, et cetera. And I'm just a plain out volunteer. Okay. Have been involved with this organization. This last year, we're the group that worked in Pinetown to help them get streetlights and get more rehab done, working with Brad and Brandy. And as you, it's logical, it follows logically that we're concerned about being able to be helpful with the comp plan and giving input. And we know we can do things online. Is that the best bet, making our suggestions online?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Okay, who's next? Yes, sir. Right here in the front.
Thank you. If you excuse me one second.
Sure.
Hand out. Start it around. And we've got technology. Janelle, how's this going to open?
Let me take over and I'll get it up.
Thank you. Hard for me to read and do these at the same time. But Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, I'm Jeff Stone, and I'm back. I'm here tonight representing the Sussex Alliance for Responsible Growth. To the commission's credit, your openness to inviting the public to participate in the comprehensive plan process has given us the chance to have appeared in front of you the last several weeks, talking about how clear the residents of the county have been in their feelings regarding the current and new comprehensive plans. We've shown you the quantitative and qualitative analysis we prepared, and you see in the slide that's up here. As their comments show, there are very high levels of concern with traffic growth in general and the loss of open space and farmland. That's certainly no surprise. 68% of the responses gathered at listening sessions around the county last fall said transportation, 25%, land use, 23%, conservation, 21%. Were there issues of concern? Again, when you break down the comments on an individual elements, the pattern becomes very apparent. Transportation and lack of infrastructure is the overwhelming theme. As you would assume, those sentiments dominated the transportation element in the comments in the transportation element, but the level of concern on this issue runs much deeper. It's a continuous thread throughout. Transportation infrastructure was the number one comment in land use, number one and number two in intergovernmental coordination, number three in community design, and number one in capital improvements. The people, in essence, have spoken, and transportation infrastructure, traffic, is the 800-pound tiger in their tank. This leads us to an observation about and a recommendation regarding the current process. This is a very difficult task you've undertaken. Many stakeholders and many voices telling you what path to take. As our slide points out, the old adage that you don't know where you want to go, any path will get you there, too often applies when commencing in as large an effort as you're undertaking here. But we think the public that you, again to your credit, invited into this process has shown without equivocation the path you should follow. We would like to respectfully suggest a methodology. We've been attending the work sessions and following the markup, if you will, of the wording of the 2008 plan goals and objectives and the goals and objectives of the 2018 plan. What seems to be taking place is a parsing of words. For example, should we say coordinate or cooperate? There also seems to be a lot of saying things will be handled on a case-by-case basis. There's too much, in our opinion, too much case-by-case already in our development approval process. Case-by-case is too subjective, has the potential for undue influence to taint the process. In our view, what is needed is not wordsmithing, that can come later, but a forthright, in-depth evaluation of what worked and what didn't in the 2008 plan, especially what didn't. There are lots of good words in the 2008 plan, lots of bad results, certainly unintended and unanticipated. Lots of good ones also, but they're overshadowed by the bad. With the residents so focused on overwhelmingly on growth, traffic, road problems, where did the plan veer off track? Did the land use elements encourage or exacerbate the undeniable problems the county has with traffic? Why didn't the transportation element anticipate these problems? Did our zoning or development regulations or approval processes negate the good intentions of the 2008 plan? Did we underestimate population growth, or the types of population, or the location of population? Did other levels of government, state or local, cause or aggravate problems? To coin a phrase, those who don't understand the past are condemned to repeat it, and we don't get the feeling that the commission yet has an all-encompassing grasp on the causes of the issues bothering the residents, and we certainly don't think the county can continue to do the same things and expect different results. Albert Einstein had a word for that. Because traffic is the top hot button issue, we would like you to visualize a traffic signal. Red on top, yellow in the middle, green on the bottom. We strongly encourage the Planning and Zoning Commission to kind of take a step back, candidly analyze and evaluate the elements in the 2008 plans. List them for everyone to see. Green for those elements with much success. Yellow for those with some success, but maybe not entirely successful. And red for those, such as traffic and land use, where the desired results were not met. Then ask the residents if they agree and how they would like to see these things change. Then and only then, move forward the drafting of a new plan with a complete understanding of where things went well, look to enhance them, where things need some improving.
and where things did not go so well, and then proceed with a laser focus on not repeating the mistakes of the past by recommending the development and implementation of appropriate strategies that will prevent negative impacts from future development and hopefully mitigate some already doing harm. This would be a much more efficient way, in our opinion, to spend your time. It would demonstrate to the public that you, as we believe, are serious about continuous improvement and provide a crystal clear path forward. Fixing what is not working, improve what needs improving, maintain and enhance and potentially expand those that have been successful. In summary, that gives you a clear path forward. Before the Commission goes much further in drafting the 2018 Comprehensive Plan, and especially the conservation, land use, and transportation elements, we request that you do a candid, open assessment of where the 2008 plan elements did and did not succeed and why. Only then will you have a clear path forward to remedying these problems and avoiding future ones. Thank you again for the opportunity to present our views.
All right, sir. We thank you. Okay, who's next?
Yes.
All right, does anyone else like to comment on the land use plan this evening? All right, then, we thank you for sharing your thoughts with us, and we certainly will take them under advisement. Just a reminder, there's no limit on the number of times you can come back and you can speak once at each meeting, but you can speak at every meeting if you want to. So please watch the schedule. It'll either be on the beginning of the agenda, as it was tonight. Our next regular meeting, it'll be on at the end. We're having a lot of meetings in between. They're all published. They're on the website. We encourage you to stay with us, stay involved. Thank you. All right, then, moving on to old business. Our first item of old business is change of zone number 1818.